Come for your free Vigor Score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Republic of Texas Radio. Our host will be joining us just in a moment, Steve O'Brien. I'm your co-host, Dave Krupa. Everybody says Doc. We've got some interesting things going on this morning, and Steve's got a full slate of information from Austin and what's going on up there. So we should be pretty full from the moment he gets online here to when we close out at 10 o'clock this morning. Sam, have you heard from Steve yet? Okay. They had a Republic of Texas meeting this weekend outside of Brenham, and I haven't heard too much on that yet, but I'm sure Steve talked to our president, John Jarnicky, so we'll be able to touch base on that and cover some of that area. Anybody that wants to call in, we always try to get to your call, but if we don't, we apologize. Sometimes we just run out of time, but you're welcome to call in, and we will do our best to get you on. And whether you agree or disagree, we like to hear your opinions. And that's what keeps things interesting, and that's how we all learn. And, you know, we try to believe in mutual respect no matter what we think. I don't know if anybody's been following the politics, but Donald Trump was in Chicago, and he had about 25,000 people wanted to attend his rally, but they said there was about 1,000 protesters outside. And just because of those few groups, he decided to shut down his rally because he didn't want to cause any problems or to risk anybody getting hurt or arrested. And it seems to be a pattern lately that I heard Bernie Sanders and Hillary say that they think Donald stirs that up, but it sounds like they're stirring it up because Donald's not preaching violence and craziness, so I don't know where they're getting that. We don't need that kind of stuff. If you like Bernie, if you like Hillary, if you like Donald, no matter who you like, it ought to still be you go to the rally and be respectful. And if you're not respectful, why go there? We don't need that. This country's had enough friction. It's time to start putting things back together. And here in Texas, I'm sure there was going to be a few rallies from Donald Trump, especially if he gets the nomination. So let's be respectful. And please, no, you know, you have the freedom of speech, but speech doesn't need to be protesting and crazy and making everybody look foolish. And the guy that jumped the barrier the other day, he's now in jail and his life's going to be messed up. And what purpose did that serve? I mean, I don't know what the case was or his particular situation, but that's not what we need. When Steve comes on, I'm sure we'll get an update on the Republic of Texas, but they did have a meeting this last Saturday outside of Brenham. If anybody was there that would like to call in and talk about that before Steve comes on, that would be wonderful. I was not able to go. I was doing some volunteer work and could not attend, but I love to go. It's always a great meeting and a good group of people. They are working very hard on their view of restoring Texas to the great nation it once was. And they believe by addressing it through the international community and looking at the violation of the treaty, or I think two treaties actually, that they can do that peacefully and properly and they're going through all the right channels. So they are working on that, and it's not a bunch of crazies. It's a good group of serious people that just want a better life for their children and grandchildren. And so, hopefully that will come about. And maybe one of the gentlemen from the Republic will call in this morning and we can find out how their meeting was. I do know they've sent out a fourth letter to the international community. And one of the reasons they're doing that kind of stuff, in case anybody's wondering, is if you look back at the Civil War, all the states that broke away and created the Confederacy basically said, we don't want to be part of the club anymore, and they should have been able to just walk away. The issue of slavery, I don't think anybody liked, and I think it was going to die anyway. And Lincoln himself said he would have freed one slave, none of the slaves or all of the slaves, whatever it took. But they should have been able to walk away, and they never had the international community support for the Confederate States becoming their own nation. And consequently, you saw what happened. It did not end well, and there was basically military governments in a lot of those states after the war until things got back on their feet. So they've learned from history a little, and instead of trying to enforce a treaty or back away and go through all the same headaches, they're trying to get the international community behind them and get the proper recognition and go through all the proper channels. And you've seen this with the Native American Indians a lot. They have followed suit and made sure that they went before the international community and got their treaties acknowledged and honored. And they've gotten back lands and money. A lot of good things have happened for them by doing the right channels and doing it peaceful. So there are many great things when you try to do things the right way and you do it with respect and you're not a crazy protester screaming and hollering. One of the things when you get mad or you ridicule or you disagree and you try to make somebody else look bad, people quit listening to you. No, nobody wants to hear screaming and hollering and protesting. They want to hear logical, decent people work through problems, come up with a resolution, and see everybody benefit. No, all that fighting and bickering doesn't get you anywhere. So going through the international community, trying to get proper recognition, looking at the fact that the treaty was broken, Texas, is a pretty good way for that to go, I think. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if any of the Republic guys are listening this early this morning, and we catch a lot of people on their way to church, as Steve talked about last week. And we're always grateful when people can take a moment out of their morning and maybe call us even from the church parking lot and give us a little bit of their input. And that is always great. So hopefully we have our buddy Steve here pretty quick. He had a... Okay, well, good. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I guess you caught me, you caught the show and I didn't. What happened? Daylight savings time already?
Yeah, I hate that. I want whoever came up with daylight savings time to suffer dearly, because... You know, pick one and leave it alone. My body knows it's not the right time, and I was so screwed up this morning. Thank God I set the clocks back yesterday before I went to bed. I mean, set them forward.
It was a hard evening for me. You know, we ended up, my son, who's normally just incredibly healthy, got a sore throat, and so my wife was up all night, and I was down and up and down, and I'm thinking, you know, I gave you a call of what, it was 5 o'clock, no, maybe it was 6 o'clock in the morning in reality time, and I just said, well, hey, what do you think? So I had to take a early morning drive to go get some stuff for him, and I thought I was just taking care of all the right things in the right place. I was going to have enough time. You know, family's the most important thing, and, well, I guess I was off because of, laws, legislation? Well, I apologize, guys. I assume you opened the show and told them you're listening to Republic of Texas Radio, right?
I did that, and thanks to Sam, he bailed us out because I didn't know you weren't there, and I was waiting on you.
Well, that's awesome. That's why you're here. Thank you for riding shotgun. Hey, today we're going to be having two separate guests on. The first one would be Charles Ocelli. Charles Ocelli is another broadcaster. And I don't have my notes in front of me because, well, I'm an hour early or late or something like that. And I believe his network, we'll let him tell you about his network. But the reason he became interesting to me is because we were starting to cover that Chuck Smith and the Bundy Ranch issue when the Bundy Ranch culminated, and he was doing a show on, I can't remember the network, but it was a show called Zen in the Car. And so Chuck was going through his stuff, you know, talking about Bundys, Amon Bundys, and we did that a couple weeks back, as a lot of you listeners know. And so I continued that listening, and Charles Ocelli got a lot of, well, gruff, I would believe it was, from different people for having Chuck on, and he was sitting there saying what he thought about how the Bundys went down, how they were wrong going into the Amon Wildlife or Hammond Wildlife Reserve. And people took exception to that. They thought that they should do whatever the heck they want and support those guys, and he thought it was foolish. And you know the funny thing, Doc? People like to say anything they want on the Internet. They'll email you. They'll sit there and send you IMs. They'll Facebook you. They'll tell you in posts. But they won't talk. You ever notice that? They don't want to talk. Did I drop you?
Yeah. I don't. Those kind of people feel safe hidden behind the Internet, and they don't speak their mind. And it's a shame because a lot of times they have some good things to say, but I think they're afraid to speak up and actually put their name out there.
I know. It kind of hampers communication when you send, you know, these little messages back and forth and you never have a dialogue or a discussion. There's one thing that I like to say is communications is a two-way street. You have to talk and you have to listen. And then that forms communications. If you're just listening, it doesn't work. If you're just talking, it doesn't work. So that's the kind of the place I see talk radio. Sam, you're going to have to whisper in my ear when you get Charles on and so forth. And, you know, well, I know you would, but, you know, maybe he's suffering that whole daylight savings time, too, because it's no longer, you know, he's running from Eastern Standard Time, and we'll just have to see how that goes. But, so he did a show with Chuck. It was, like, after our last show, and he called out all these people, and he said, okay, fine, I'm not going to field all these questions. It's Chuck talking. I might happen to agree with Chuck on points. But here, you want access? Here it is. Bring him on. Chuck Smith Fix Chuck, he's there, and crickets chirping everywhere. No, there's never crickets chirping when Chuck's on the horn. You know, he has something to say. But nobody wanted to call. And I found that was very, very curious. And, you know, Doc, I don't know if I had a chance to tell you about this yet. Because it's kind of been hush-hush, secret. You know there's some stuff going on with the Oath Keepers? You know who the Oath Keepers are, don't you?
Yes, sir. I haven't heard of the latest thing going on, though.
Well, so Oath Keepers was originally formed to tell people one thing and one thing alone. You took an oath, follow your oath. Just because you're not an active member of the military, of the police department, of whatever, doesn't mean you don't have an oath. Well, they expanded their role and their reach, right, as we watched them walk through into the Bundy Ranch, acting as a kind of, I don't want to say a paramilitary force, but they acted as a mutual aid response team for the very least. And then they continued to go on, and, you know, that's what their thing is. Well, Chuck sent out a Chuck Smith Fix Chuck sent out a little post the other day, and he'd been talking on the back channels about, you know, the ongoings with Oath Keepers in Texas and some of the disillusionment that he was seeing and what they were doing with Oath Keepers and Oath Keepers, well, the Texas-based side. Well, anyways, we got Chuck on the line. I'll get to him in just a second. I want to finish this thought. Chuck sends out this blast, and he says, I've had it. Enough Stuart Rhodes. You know, we're moving on, right? We're done. We don't like your idea for the southern border, and I don't know what the heck he's talking about there. So there's something going on with the Oath Keepers. They want to do some kind of shenanigans on the southern border of Texas, and we will have to dig into that. I kind of smells of Bundy-esque type material. I can't talk to it right now. Maybe Chuck Ocelli can talk to it. It doesn't sound good, but we'll try to drag Chuck on next week and see if he can clarify it. Hey, sorry for all the confusion, Chuck Ocelli. Did you get hit by daylight savings time as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's gives you a bit of confusion when they change the clocks for some odd reason. Yes, it does.
Oh man, that's terrible. Hey, your network, I'm drawing a blank because I'm caught on daylight savings time as well and haven't even had my coffee. What's the name of your network?
Oh, actually I'm on American Freedom Radio.
Right, and you have the Ocelli Effect, and that's like Monday through Friday, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, well, in the Eastern time zone where I am, actually, it's 8 to 10 p.m. I'm always confused as to what time it is, especially in Arizona, where they don't bother with this clock-changing nonsense, you know, and I love them for that. So there you go.
I do, too. Well, I was talking a little bit about, you know, we talked a little bit about the Bundys, and we talked a little bit about, you know, Smith Fix Chuck, and I was saying that, you know, Chuck just came out and talked about some of the changes that are going on within Oath Keepers. And it almost seems like I don't know if a coup is correct, but Chuck calls it a divorce. Did you hear anything about that?
Well, what is going on in general, and meanwhile, I am not deeply entrenched in what you might call the Patriot movement. I'm someone who is an independent media person who believes absolutely in the free will of individuals, who is generally in support of those who want to restore the Constitution, those who want to restore our rights as individuals, seemingly in the exact spirit of our founding fathers. I'm somebody who believes in that, in the extreme, and generally I found myself quite a bit in support of the type of action that we saw in 2014 at what people are now calling Bundy One, you know, this is a unique position to be in at this point, because we have seen a real hijacking of what I consider to be the leadership aspect of the movement. And I hold up air quotes for the listeners when I say that. And, Chuck Smith is somebody who has an attitude about this. And I absolutely love the direction he's going in. He realizes that this is not the kind of thing that is going to be, let's just say, done in a way where we're going to win any sort of conflict, you know, by the use of the gun at this point, which seems to be encouraged far too often in the underground, again holding up the air quotes, right? So this is a really difficult situation, Steve. I mean, it's very hard for me to swallow at this point that what we saw happen in Oregon is something that that while we are dissecting it post-mortem here, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to LaVoie Finicum in any way when I say that, I don't mean that directly. I'm talking about dissecting the situation after it has already gone to bed here. We see that this is a failure of leadership, and this has been an issue for some time, but it was made entirely apparent by the way that that went down. And I consider that debacle to not be something that can be laid entirely at the feet of those who are in power. But fighting against them made some serious mistakes, Steve.
Hey, that's the music, Chuck. Hang on. Short break. Short segment coming up. Chuck Ocelli and Doc Krupa. And I'm, well, Steve. Right back.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. And as we break through the music, I'm Steve O'Brien. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. Got Dr. David Krupa sitting shotgun, Chuck Ocelli from American Freedom Radio. And we're talking that little rabble-rouser, Chuck Smith. Well, he's not quite that little, but he kind of does rouse the rabble. And, well, he might actually have a point. I've been fighting, well, not really fighting. I don't fight people on the Internet or anything like that, but they do have exception to Chuck and say stuff about him. And, well, it's not really founded a lot of times, and I just wonder where the heck they get this stuff. You know, the last time I saw this post from Chuck, and I go ahead and I said, okay, so you're outing it, right? You know, we got some problems over there in Oath Keepers, and we need to refocus the whole thing for a majority of reasons, and Chuck can get into that. And I get, well, I think they call them ad hominem attacks, right? And Kat, we're on the radio. So we you sit there and you go, well, he has no friends and he doesn't do anything and he's just a braggart and diehard. And I go, well, who the heck are you? Because, well, I'm his friend. And, well, he gets things done. You might not like the way he communicates. He's straight and to the point. And he's not saying what everybody else is saying. That's one of the interesting things. Chuck, you were just talking about the anti-gun, well, not really anti-gun stance, but the toned-down stance that Chuck has towards the, let's see, quotes in the air, freedom and patriot movement. You know, is that one of the things that resonates with you? You know, the just chill guys type mentality?
Well, you know, and I don't even see it as a chill guys mentality. I really see it as, let's take a practical approach to some things. There will be a time to do many things here, and to be sensible about going and taking action as opposed to just simply, standing up and making statements that are inflammatory for the purposes of pushing your own, agenda as far as, rising up a cult of personality. This kind of thing we've witnessed over the past couple of years. And it's quite honestly, as somebody who is part of the independent media, I gotta tell you that there are many individuals who can be useful to the situation that are not being utilized. Again, I will take it back to the Oregon situation, and I'll tell you something. I mean, I was in the midst of begging individuals whom I knew well and some I didn't know so well, to go out there with a broader message to make their point to the public in a more sensible manner to protect themselves by doing so. And if that is not going to be done, then you are walking into a hostile situation without every true weapon at your disposal. This is the kind of thing that Chuck is talking about. And it's certainly not anti-gun in any way, shape, or form. It's not about being, you know, just wanting to hold hands and sing kumbaya. That is definitely not the type of guy that I would say Chuck Smith is. And I'm a newer friend of his. You know what I mean? But it comes down to this. You know, a revolution of any kind is not fought only by those who are holding guns. You understand? There are philosophers. Right. There are individuals who were speakers, who were writers, who were the people that won the hearts and minds of the others to gain popular support for that which is righteous. That is something that occurred. Heard, you know, people want to point back to 1776. People want to point back to the conflicts of the past. And you must admit that all of these things required various weapons, some of them psychological, some of them propaganda-based, my friend. And you know what? Propaganda is not a dirty word. It is something that can be utilized to our benefit. And I say right on to just about every single thing Chuck says. Now, I wouldn't necessarily choose the method sometimes that our friend chooses, but I understand the point. And I don't understand the attacks either, Steve.
Yeah, you know, one person's method of communications is one person's method. The results is what the results are. I can't communicate to everybody. Chuck can't communicate to everybody. We can cover a broader spectrum as we go out communicating and trying to, well, form a, well, understanding of the situation around us. So that was our short segment, Chuck. We'll be right back. We've got a big old long segment, and I want to talk to you about one of the most important scenes to me over at Bundy One, Republic of Texas Radio. Hang in there, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Women's spend most of their younger years battling mood swings and craving. When they get older, the relief comes in the form of hot flashes. Ugh. Thankfully, Sweet Annie Herbs has developed a new life formula for women. It's an all-natural formula full of herbs and herbal extracts that are natural sources of estrogen and progesterone. It helps relieve both PMS symptoms and menopause symptoms. New Life Formula cleanses the female system in a gentle and natural way to restore balance to your whole body. This natural hormone replacement therapy is safe for women of all ages and has no side effects. Plus, many women have seen improvements in their hair, nails, and mood. Get free shipping on your bottle now when you order from SweetAnnie.com and enter the code STAR at checkout. Visit SweetAnnie.com or call 800-995-HERB to order New Life Formula and check out all of their natural herbal formulas for joint mobility, blood pressure, men's health, and more. These statements have not been evaluated with the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time, so you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range, a perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay. Long, long segment. Well, not that long. We got about 20-some-odd minutes. But you're listening to Republic of Texas radio show. I got Chuck Ocelli on the line. He's a broadcaster from American Freedom Radio. He likes to talk about stuff, and we got him on here to talk about stuff. Going to try to keep him focused on, well, whatever we want to talk about. So before the break, we were talking about, communications, and, not necessarily. We're talking about how all people are different, and to achieve a goal like freedom and liberty takes multiple people. You know, he gave examples of some of the people that work towards independence, let's say, on the United States side. You know, actually, people that made flags were working for, you know, freedom and independence. So there were, it goes all different directions.
That's right.
So, Chuck, So check this out. Bundy won, you know, the Bundy Ranch situation, if we want to call it that. There was a point, right? All the people came in and, you know, to support the Bundys because the federal government had encroached on, you know, a long tradition of the family actually utilizing the land and decided that they were going to up the ante. They needed to pay taxes and whatever. They were killing their cows, and they're just being meanies, bullies, kicking them off. And everybody goes, well, the government normally does that, whatever. A few people went over to the ranch. They surrounded the place, or at least put up a large resistance. It got pretty scary, right, towards one point, and we can get into this in a little bit. We had federal agents with sniper rifles, and then we had people from the opposition with sniper rifles, and they were just indicted this week for their participation in the Bundy Ranch. Now, during this tense time, we had a whole bunch of feds, you know, all lined up by this road, and they had, like, gate going on, bunch of cars, and then you had all the people that were in support of the Bundys for various reasons. And they were sitting down there, and they had all their rifles and sidearms on them, and they were praying. And they were praying. Oh, Lord, let us be victorious, and just going on, right? I just remember that. And then this one guy goes, oh, are you kidding me? This ain't gonna happen. And he starts walking towards the feds, right? And he puts his arms up in the air and he says, I'm unarmed. I'm unarmed. But what the truth was that he was a filmmaker, and I can't remember the guy's name, and he was armed. He had a microphone on him, and he had a crew of videographers behind him recording that whole situation. And he had, well, the strength to walk there in between two armed camps. Do you remember that scene, and do you remember the guy that did that?
Well, I don't remember the individual that did that because there was a bit of confusion that was occurring at that time. Now, what I do recall about that is that there were independent individuals that were there that were unarmed, that were part of the press, that did not mm-hmm. become involved in the situation. And they were part of the independent press, by the way. They were not part of the corporate-controlled media, okay? They were out there, and they were reporting back and keeping the eyes of the world on the situation. And I make this point about Bundy 1 before I'll shut up and turn it back to you, and that is this. The victory there was not in the idea that there was an armed conflict and there was all this tension. And the victory there is that not one life was lost. You understand that? Not one life was lost. A point was made, and there was a show of support. There was a collection of individuals who came together to do something wherein the federal government was the aggressor. Okay, that's the situation. They were escalating it, and it was de-escalated by resistance. Now, was it a perfect thing by any means? No, sir. There was infighting. There was the usual struggles of ego and personality that started to infiltrate that situation. There was the paranoia aspects. I mean, let's be real about what was happening. I mean, you're aware of the things that were happening on the ground that didn't necessarily go out to the rest of the world. You know very well that there was a lot of things going on like that. But there was a great victory there in that, although you got to understand that there were consequences. They collected every name they could. They collected every license plate they could. They collected everything they could. That was intelligence gathering. And that is part of the consequence that we are now faced with. And you got to say, though, that at the very least, no lives were lost during that situation. Right, Steve?
Oh, for sure. And we have lessons learned, right? And one of the things is this serendipitous, synchronistic, you know, nature of me wanting you to come on. All of a sudden, it was like, boom, last week, they started, you know, throwing out more warrants. They arrested the two guys that were acting as snipers for the people in support of the Bundys. And, you know, a handful of other people, and the question ends up being where they stop. Now, that's as well as a psychological operation as it is a physical operation, because, like you were saying, the paranoia when these things come down. And I know I talk about Texas independence and restoring Texas to a free Texas, and we're talking about other places. We need to talk about this, because as we go along on the path to Texas independence, if we don't have any kind of standing or founding or understanding of how this stuff plays out in the real world today, not in 1776, not in 1835, 1836, today, how does this actually look? Now, I know there are many groups working towards Texas independence. There's many small groups that are there that want to achieve that goal as well. But these are important lessons, and that's why I'm harping on the Bundy escapades. I hate to call them escapades, and I do feel bad when I sit there and I take real, what I believe is real human beings that cared, that got caught in the machine. You know, the federal government came in and attacked them, and then they made a good decision, right? I think Bundy 1 was a success for the most part. 2 was probably misplaced, and, well, they got a man killed. I wasn't involved in that. And I had a hard time communicating to Bundy people that were over at Bundy 2. But you had some successes with that, didn't you, Chuck?
Well, I was able to drag, you know, Jason Patrick onto a show on a small network before the situation got really badly escalated. And then, to be honest with you, I was in the midst of trying to get Jason's words out on, you know, on a national radio show. Actually, you know, by name, it's called Ground Zero. It's gone on a couple hundred, you know, terrestrial radio stations. And in the midst, when he was waiting to go on air there, that is the day he was taken into custody. Okay. That's Jason's story, you know, but at the same time, trying to get Ammon Bundy directly, and there's a name directly. I'm calling this guy's cell phone and trying to tell him, listen, man, we need to get as many eyes on you and get you on as many different media outlets as possible. I don't care if they've got 5 listeners or 5 million. We need to make sure that the eyes of the world get on the situation, because look, I didn't appreciate the way that they did it. I wasn't in support of their tactics, but I wanted to try and use that as protection. Because the fact is that if you have so many witnesses, they cannot treat you in a particular way. That was one of the great lessons from Bundy 1 that was forgotten in Oregon, right? And you know what? No returned calls. Look, LaVoy Finicum, I was in contact with him days before he was killed, all right? And for some reason, okay, they were resistant. With the exception of having their story taken out there by somebody who I don't appreciate very much, by somebody who, in my estimation, handed the federal authorities all the evidence they would ever need, and also instigated, and quite honestly, I lay part of the responsibility of that man's death on the leadership that was involved on what would be ostensibly our side as free people. There were mistakes made there, and they got a man killed. And I also believe that hyping things in the media, being irresponsible while attempting to be the media backup, was also a contributing factor. And I don't care who knows that, and I'll speak to that all day long. I may not be a recognized person in the Patriot movement, but I'll tell you something. I know when I see irresponsibility, and I'm not talking from the typical standpoint of the corporate bought and paid for nonsense that you see being shoveled into people's brains like junk food. Okay, I'm talking about those of us who are doing the right thing or seeming to do the right thing by trying to bring the reality to people. There's a responsibility there. And as journalists, this is not the way that people needed to behave. That was another thing, and I absolutely say that that they created this situation in some cases by mistake. But you know what? I can't speak to everybody's motives because I'm not inside of their minds. But as we watched it unfold, you know, I see a man that got himself killed because the situation emerged. It was created this way, and this man did not have to die. That it is just that simple. And when you incite a situation and it leads to a man's death, you better be prepared to accept the consequences of that. And that is something that separates leaders from those who take orders. And leadership was absent in this situation, Steve. I'm sorry. I know that that's one of those things that angers people. But well, I'm telling you right now, Judge, that's the truth.
That's a good point. And one of my problems with all of this, and I'm seeing some things come out over the weekend. They said there's a senator now that pushed a bill where the BLM and the Park Service guys won't have guns if his bill goes through. And the sheriff up there, and I don't understand why this didn't happen sooner, now says that the FBI and that group were there without his permission and violated his county's law, and that it was an ambush. And now he's saying a different story. But what I noticed is nobody went into this thing thinking about, and this is what Chuck Smith brought up that I agree with, their exit plan. They didn't have legal representation. They weren't dealing with senators and congressmen and the governor and the sheriff. And so what happens is after Bundy 1, they go to Bundy 2, and they come back, and they just, like you said, they wrote down names and license plates. They start arresting everybody. So many of the people that probably never heard of BLM before were told that this was an anti-government group. And again, there was no leadership out there. You needed somebody that understands the law and working with the senators and the governor and the sheriff to get the word out and stop this from happening at the end where everybody goes back and gets arrested, because it kind of defeated all the good things that happened.
That's right. You said a lot of points there.
And all of those things you just, I'm sorry, Steve, but all those things you just mentioned, sir, all of those things would be part of handling something in a responsible and strategic manner. And absolutely none of those things you just talked about, which are of key importance now as we're watching people be swept up, as we're watching people pay for this situation, none of those things involve even the handling of a weapon, do they? Okay, these are other aspects that need to be covered here. This is what an organization is about. Okay, it is not just about handling people that are handling weapons. You understand me? This is the point that Chuck is making. This is the point that I'm making from a slightly different angle, but I'm telling you right now, how can you argue with that, Steve?
I really don't argue with it, but I'd like to try to bring a little bit of clarity. Well, I don't know, maybe my confusion to the table. So Bundy 1 was a success in my eyes because of the word got out. The people that supported freedom and independence and the wrongness of taking the cows and hurting that and taking rights away from a man, well, that story was told, and we controlled the narrative. And so they had nothing on the narrative during Bundy 1. The news that was sitting there trying to vilify them, well, all of a sudden it was, they couldn't even hold their narrative. So that was one of the big successes, right? But where I saw that the Hammond Ranch, or and that wasn't their ranch, whatever, wildlife preserve.
Well, the situation
they
involving
out,
the Hammonds.
They came out, well, they came out, that Bundy 2, and said, we're going to own the narrative, or we're going to control the narrative. And they controlled the narrative by controlling the media lines. And they controlled the media lines by having a single reporter have pretty much carte blanche access. But they said, well, he doesn't stay here. He stays off the site. But he got exclusives on everything, and he wasn't a well-trusted individual, to say the least. And so when they controlled their communications vectors, and they actively did not return calls, emails, even participants, and that's outside the leadership, they tried to harness information to control the release of information, and they got inundated, and they were the aggressors, so they couldn't hold the frame. The frame was they went in, and they're occupying federal land, period. That was
right.
What happened. And I don't know. We did have a lack of leadership. They had leadership. Amond was leading that second round. The first one, it was semi-chaotic. Right? You had different peoples controlling different circuses, right? There was no top down infrastructure. I don't know how you herd cats, but I'm not an expert on that. Maybe there is a way. Maybe Chuck could talk to that. Maybe you could talk to that, Chuck O'Telly. I don't know. How do you herd cats?
Yeah, that is specifically the phrase that I use, actually, talking about this, generally speaking, off the air. That is exactly what I call it, herding cats. And I'll tell you something. They lost control of the narrative. They, by attempting to take control in a fashion that was not wise, okay, by utilizing a particular individual who really was more interested in hyping up his own profile. See, here's where this comes into play. This is really what this individual was acting as if. That was the idea, is to make sure that he had the, you know, the great exclusive, and he was reporting things that were untrue, et cetera, et cetera. If you're going to have a singular line of communication, then that one needs to be distributed on a mass scale. I mean, and I'm breaking this down to a very simple level, but the point is that it was still not done correctly. And what are we left with at the end of the day? Clips on CNN that are obviously positioned and created to make the point that it is disorganized individuals who don't have very much to say, or looking down at their feet during discussions and things like that. LaVoie Finicum under a tarp, being portrayed as somebody who actually was able to interject certain very sensible pieces of information during it. But either way, what are we left with at the end of the day? A debacle, period. And it's because it wasn't on multiple levels.
We got a short break here, guys, then a short segment coming up. And we'll get that soapbox out for Chuck O'Celli and let him stand on it if he feels like it. Hey, Sam, take me off air, and I'll give you the next guest's info.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Okay, jump right in. Dust off the soapbox and tell you one thing before I get Chuck O'Chelly to stand on the soapbox and tell us, you know, something. Coming up next, we're going to have Harold Gray from the Peaceful Streets Project on. Maybe we'll be able to wake him up. Maybe he knows about the time shift. I don't know. See, we had Obama come to town, or to his town, to Austin, Texas, and the Peaceful Streets Project will... They covered it. They watched as the commander, alleged commander-in-chief, touched down and shut down the streets of Austin, said, don't go on your balconies, don't do anything, sit down, cover your head, and don't look at Obama. Let's see if that's how it played out. I didn't follow the whole dang thing. That's next hour. Chuck, future thoughts on this whole thing. What should we be doing? You know, we, if something else occurs, let's say, you know, there's that whisperings that the Oath Keepers want to play Border Patrol down south. Any thoughts on that? How would that work out? Would you see that as a good or a bad thing?
Well, to me at this point, okay, what I see is that there are a great many assets arrayed against us. Okay, and I say us as in we, yeah, believe it or not, we the people, right? We are supposed to be on the top of the food chain when it comes to the power in this country. Believe it or not, the federal authority is not supposed to be where the power in this country resides. We need to take that back, okay? We need to flip the script, if you will, because it is necessary, it is time, okay? And, but the way that that is done is by meeting and greeting the aggressor, meeting and greeting the enemy truly on all fronts. We are not even showing up on the battlefield when it comes to a lot of the efforts that are arrayed against us. All right. And I don't know about this whole idea about what Oath Keepers may or may not do. I'm not going to speak to these specific organizations because
okay.
You know what?
Not a problem.
I don't believe that it's necessary for that. You know, some of these organizations do some great things, but I ask them sometimes some very simple questions and never get the answers. You know, you want to talk about the individuals that you know have been discarded and abused. How come I never see patriot organizations out there, you know, trying to actively feed some of these veterans who don't have full bellies? How come I don't see them trying to take care of their communities in some cases, and they're out there training and getting ready and doing, you know, there's a lot of auxiliaries that could be added to these organizations. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. But there's a lot of things that could be done to win the hearts and minds, people. And you know what? That is absolutely necessary. We've learned that over the years. This is the way that these types of situations are handled, okay? And if we want to have a chance, we're going to have to meet them, and we're going to have to deal with them in a more sophisticated manner when it comes to the narratives that will emerge. And, yeah, that's the area that I speak to because it's the thing that I'm willing to do. It's the place where I'm willing to put out any sort of effort that I can, connect people together so that we can speak in a unified way about the things that matter, which is, in my estimation, returning ourselves to, yes, the constitutional situation that needs to be restored. That's true, but it can go a whole lot further than that. You know, we can release these things by simply changing the way we conduct ourselves, and we don't have to go to prison, and we don't have to point guns at each other, and we don't have to allow them to basically win in a propaganda sense when it comes to stuff like Bundy 2, as they really did this time, Steve.
Yeah. Man, we're going to have to drag you back on, you know, your closing little blip. That brought up a lot of questions. Chuck O'Chelly, American Freedom Radio. What time's that on there, Chuck?
Well, on the Eastern time zone, it's 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And, Steve, I thank you for giving me a moment to vent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chuck.
Okay. Hey, Harold Gray on the other side. Hang on, folks.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, I guess they're consistent. Twice a year, the federal government has instituted a, well, communications mechanism that harms and hurts our society as a whole. We call it daylight savings time. We spring and we fall and we do whatever the heck, and it provides a lot of fun for people. Getting guests on radio hosts or radio shows is kind of fun, you know, and waking up in the morning, especially the early morning shows like myself. That kind of hurts things. We're working on getting Harold Gray on the phone, and we're working through some technical difficulties that I won't even get into. So Harold Gray, for those of you who don't know Harold Gray is, well, just an average person. He formed a group, or he was a person that co-formed a group out of Austin called Peaceful Streets. Now, Peaceful Streets was formed on, I think it was the New Year's Eve. It was one day, this guy named Antonio Beeler, he was cruising along and, you know, they had to stop for gas, and he gets out of his car and he starts heading into into the gas station. And he looks across the street and he sees a police car. The police car has lights pointed at another car, and he sees two young ladies out there. And the young ladies are, well, dealing with the police. So he goes ahead and starts filming. Well, immediately the cops take exception to this and they start yelling at him. And they yell at him and they, oh, hold on. I gotta plug this phone in or I'm gonna lose your connection. So the police start yelling at him, and they say, come over here. And then he comes over here, and, well, cuff and stuff and bang and pop and whatever, charged with assault on a police officer and the usual stuff they like to charge people with. Well, they didn't know what was going to happen, right? They thought they were going to do the usual rights violation that normally occurs in these kind of situations where you do something that they don't want you to do. But instead, they ended up filming Antonio Beeler, and he was a well-known individual. He had graduated West Point, and, well, the local media ran with that. Besides the local media running with that, he found the support of people like Harold Gray out in Austin, who formed the Peaceful Streets Project. And at that time, in January 2012, a real boom went on for surveillance and just like watching the police or just around, around the nation and around the globe. Everybody, you know, the technology was there, and we all of a sudden we have the Peaceful Streets out there, and then chapters started popping up everywhere and to film the cops. And it wasn't the first time that was ever talked about, but it was the time that it hit the crescendo. Boom. It just went everywhere. Well, Peaceful Streets has been alive now for about 4 years. They've had two police accountability summits. The first police accountability summit we covered on, I forget what show, what network. But everybody came in, everybody flew in from around the country or drove in or whatever, and we talked about strategies on how to film the police, how to protect yourself. your rights and whatnot. They had a year or two of that, got bigger and bigger, haven't had one since. But it was exceptional because now we have the police around us have body cameras. Now they have the right to turn it off, I guess, in some areas. They don't necessarily have to show you their footage. And that's wrong, right, on so many levels. But you have the rights to film police, kind of, unless they want to, well, beat you with a stick and say you don't. That's just up to them. It's up to the laws. And, well, let me tell you a secret, folks. It's stacked in their favor, not yours. That's just my opinion. I guess we're having problems with getting Harold Gray on, you know, that daylight saving time, spring forward, fall back thing. We ever talked about peaceful streets, Doc, or is this the first time you ever heard of this?
I think it's the first time it ever came up.
Really?
So it's kind of interesting, and it was especially interesting this weekend because most of the country thought the president was going to go to Nancy Reagan's funeral, and instead he went to Austin. So that didn't sit well with a lot of people.
I know. I had that one come up previously. It's like, well, why is he going to Austin? And I'm kind of like, well, so he doesn't have to go to Nancy Reagan's funeral. There you go. Because he allegedly wanted to go to Austin because we need to get together with technology leaders and, well, find solutions to make a stronger democracy. Huh. Well, he wants a strong democracy. What does that mean? Boot to the head? Digital boot to the head? I'm not too sure. I can't see anything good coming out of it. I can see a lot of loss of funding and whatnot. Just, you know, by shutting down all the streets, the impact must have been huge. Every time he does these kind of things, the impact on a city is enormous. And that thing they called South by Southwest was going on, and that was a revenue generator for the city. I don't know. I think it's all about Reagan. He wanted an excuse to go party at South by Southwest.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's a few things that people around the world and here in this country expect your president to do, and that is attend those kind of funerals and those kind of functions. That's what they call presidential. So the fact that he didn't and then shuts down Austin on top of that, Austin's only got one main freeway through that town, and you shut that place down, everybody suffers because one man's decision, and I'm sure they weren't very happy.
Oh, some of them were probably really happy. There's some gimme-gimmies out there. There's some, you know, whatever, supporters of Barack Obama. It seems like Austin's a hotbed for, well, I don't know, take care of me crowd. But I know it impacted business, so there are businesses out there, so there may be conservatives, but I don't even know what a conservative is. That confuses me. Okay. Well, Sam's gonna keep working on the back end. If he ever gets a hold of Harold, he's gonna jump in and let me know. But meanwhile, I'm gonna kinda like move it on down the road, and we're gonna start talking about some other stuff. Sound good, Doc?
Sounds like a winner.
Okay. Well, yesterday, I tell you, Doc, every time I tell you I'm not going to a Republic of Texas type function, I end up going. Every time I tell you I'm going to, it seems like I might not go. But I ended up going to one of the House congressional meetings out there, you know, south of Houston. Nah, it wasn't south. It was north of Houston at a fire station. And it was kind of interesting. And, you know, I still say I got some problems with the current 11th Congress, you know, and I took that up personally, and I'm not going to air this stuff, not at this moment, exactly what I feel. Don't think it actually helps airing it in public. I like to do things in private. But it was a lot of the same for the first half. And then, well, I saw a lot of visitors there, and it was kind of interesting, the type of people that were there, and they were all family-oriented. And I'm like going, wow, this is kind of crazy. You know, this is exactly what Chuck Smith likes to, you know, to envision, right? He says these need to be family events, right? You know, people, you know, taking care of their kids and so forth and all that other stuff. And I'm like watching them do all the, well, Republic of Texas shenanigans for the first hour. I'm going, they're gone. You know, come lunchtime, they're gonna walk away. They'll say, you guys are nuts. But they stayed because they had an alternate agenda. And they were there to really, meet with some other folks besides, you know, getting to know who the Republic of Texas was. They were there to try to understand how to be a self-determined man. And a lot of people don't know that word. It's kind of it's been villainized in many different forms. They call them a free man on a land or a sovereign citizen or whatnot. And so I spent the second half of the day, you know, just listening to a few of the individuals that were there and their thoughts. It was not a Republic of Texas, you know, thing, but some of the members of the Republic of Texas understand, how to achieve a better, well, I don't know if they understand, right? Proof is still in the pudding for me, and I look at it and I see people and I hear what they say. And the whole concept of a free man on the land, or what the mainstream media would like to call a sovereign citizen. Now, sovereign has this really bad feeling about it, right? You know, that's because they vilified it. And it's still there. You know, we talked, and I said, so what is this goal, right? And I had a chance to actually talk to some of the, well, I'd say the people that are on the bleeding edge of the, well, free yourself type thing. Let's get it straight. I support a free, independent Texas. I believe that liberty for Texas is more achievable than the United States. Prove me wrong. But as I talk to these individuals, well, I was talking to one of them, and I go, you know, there's a lot going on in the Texas independence movement besides what's going on here. This is like a microcosm, and, you know, it's just small, and these guys aren't ready for what's about to happen, and we need to change something. And he goes, there's a lot going on in the personal freedom community, and nobody's ready for what's going on. Well, you want to up the ante to me? You tell me that. So I went ahead and I did all ears, and we had a little bit of a conversation and whatnot. And throughout the afternoon, we talked about that. And I go, okay, so now that I've got the ears of some people that are, you know, playing the game and looking at the lay of the land, right, and these people have existed, don't get me wrong, and I'm not talking about the individuals that I was talking to, but people have always tried to be free on their own, and they called those sovereign citizens. They called them that. They don't necessarily call themselves that. They did talk about one individual and said that if you run his license or his name through the system, it comes back and says sovereign, right? And how that's an undesirable thing for, you know, an individual to be, you know, having an encounter with a law enforcement or a government agency and having this word sovereign come back. That's a negative thing. And I guess the individual worked hard trying to get this designation as sovereign, and it turns out he really didn't want it. And I said, well, what do you want, right? And so as I asked a multitude of individuals, it turns out the whole goal of this entire process is to have the system say, when they run your credentials or figure out who you are, it says do not hold, do not detain. That means, well, no jurisdiction. They move out, and they talked an awful lot about that, and I've heard an awful lot about that on RBN and so forth. And I just kind of wonder, are we getting to a place where that might be achievable, or is everybody flailing off at the sides? Because I've come out before saying that's silly, you know, that whole concept of being sovereign and free and all that. Am I backpedaling, Doc? Does it sound like it, or am I just actually opening my eyes a little bit? Is it a dangerous path?
No, I think you're very correct, because what happens is people strive to do that stuff, especially on an individual basis. And you get that tag like they did up there in Bundy too. They start calling them anti-government. And once they do that, people quit listening because they don't know what's going on. And the media is not on their side. The public doesn't understand what's happening. And like you said, that gentleman said when you called his name up, it showed sovereign and it wasn't a good thing. And it really should be. I mean, all people want to do is make that word mean free. That you're an individual, but it's not turning out that way for a lot of them.
1-800-313-9443. Are you free? Are you sovereign? You know, you guys think that this is just more macerations of the same. Are we on a wind of personal freedom? Have all these people that have come before, that have looked at the law, right, have the understanding, well, let's go with Ronald McDonald. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. Okay, how do you deal with that? Well, does that mean that a foreign nation trading in dollars is owned by the Federal Reserve? I don't know. But I'm kind of curious as to what other people's thoughts are on that subject. Because I think that, you know, the more that I hear it, the more I think that there just might be something to it. But I asked everybody, I said, have you seen a free man? Have you seen the identification card, right, run through, or a name go through the system, and it come back saying, no touchy-touchy, in whatever words, right? Have you seen that? I've got some I'm close, right, or no, or I may have, and it's kind of like, well, but I don't have any definitive things. Now, until I can see a definitive and then a repeat on the definitive, it's kind of crazy. And then how do you deal with laws after that? You know, I'm kind of a natural law person myself. You know, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, right? And when we deal with governments and governmental structures like a democracy, right, tops down, you know, barking orders, or a republic, bottoms up barking orders. Somebody's always being bossed around. We're always making rules up for people. So is there something else? You know, as I go back biblically, you go back and, you know, you're dealing with kings, and the Israelites, you know, they didn't have a king, and then they asked God for a king, so they were free. Right? Just obey God's laws. They said, I want a king. And did that work out for them? No. Well, he was bad and good and bad and bad and bad. And we've just been bad, right? Why do you need a ruler? Is that because we don't have ethics ourselves? We can't, be honest, upright individuals. I put forth a question to one of the people talking about personal independence. And I said this, so let's say I walked into a bar and, you know, I'm free, right? You know, cops swipe dang thing, and, you know, it goes, well, don't touch, don't do nothing. And I walk over to this guy and, well, I kick the chair out from under him. Bam! Right? What does he do? How does he get recourse? He says, well, you shouldn't have done that. I'm like, but I did do that. He says, well, that's actually handled in common law, right? And it's outside of the statutory law type thing. And I'll make the argument, you know, and I can't make this discussion as well as it was played out yesterday. But the point was, statutory law has no effect on something. And if you see it play out, it's really, you have it in your head already when you talk about ambassadors from other nations. The ambassadors from other nations come over here and they get the no touchy-touchy treatment. They can do just about anything. Once they get them, they can deport them, right? To a certain extent, they have other rules and treaties with the countries to deport them. but somebody needs to take care of me if I walk into a bar and kick this thing out. Well, that's an area that we haven't gone through in a society. Common law hasn't been practiced, as far as I know, where that individual would sit there and, I guess if it was today's time and I was free and I was sitting there, you know, no touchy-touchy when you scan me on your ID thing, and they call the police and they say, no touchy-touchy, where's his recourse? Where's this guy's recourse? Well, of course, the example was given to me, well, it needs to be recourse by the jury of your peers, a panel that get together, right? And, you know, okay. So I have to agree to that? And he says, well, look, we're not there yet. And but it is. It comes down to ethics. Hang on. Republic of Texas Radio talking about, well, personal independence. Hold on.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Yep, we're back, Republican Texas Radio. Hey, Chris, hang on there. I want to go to White Rose real quick and see what he has to say. I know we have a real short segment, and I'm curious as to White Rose's take on
this. Good morning, Kevin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on,
okay,
man?
Okay. About the sovereign citizen thing, I'd like to make a little comment.
Yeah.
It all depends on what you're a sovereign citizen of. Okay, now okay. if you're saying you're a sovereign U.S. citizen, then it is an oxymoron. If you're saying you're a sovereign citizen, birthright citizen of the Continental States United, standing on the land, then it's not an oxymoron.
Yeah.
And all this, is explained in, Anna von Reich's work, of which I have one of the most concise pieces of her writing on the front page of my website, and it's down near the bottom of my front page. It says, public notice to law enforcement, sheriffs, elected officials, and bar association members. Okay, and you need to read that and save that. Download, just copy and paste that to your computer and save that information and read that. Read that information, excuse me. And interesting articles,
well,
too,
quickly,
on the website.
Before you move on, hold on. Anna von Reich, tell me about her.
Okay. She's been on RBN on John Statmiller's show, I believe, once, and a few other shows. And she addresses the entire fraud, basically.
Okay. She wrote that book recently, is that right?
What's that?
Did she write that book, You Know Something's Wrong?
Yes, that's the book. It's all spelled out in that book in its entirety. But on my website, I have a one of her writings, which is the public notice, and it's all spelled out in there, kind of like concise and short. It explains the whole situation we're in, right up to date. And my website
is
thewhiterose.simplesite.com. Thewhiterose.simplesite.com. Check it out and read my entire website, please. You'll be informed about a lot of different subjects.
I guess my point is right now is I know that something's wrong, and I know a lot of the touch points is that are wrong. How do we free it? You know, can you free yourself? Does she give a detailed explanation on how to free yourself? I want to free Texas because, you know, well, that's the only way that I can see to do it, but I'm willing to talk about personal independence as well if somebody can tell it to me and show me a free man.
Okay, you have to fight it in the court of law. You have to force the jurisdiction out of the administrative state administrating the bankruptcy of 1933, operating under the Administrative Procedures Act. Which was not passed by the Senate, by the way. They just come up with new information about that. Tom Lacovara Stewart. It was not passed by the Senate. So you have to challenge that jurisdiction, and you have to force it into the common law jurisdiction of where there is no crime unless there is damage done to another. You have to force the jury. You have to force the jury to accept. To put themselves in the proper jurisdiction and take themselves out of the unlawful and illegal jurisdiction of the UCC and the administrative state. So, and she spells it all out in all her writings. You know, AnnaVonReich.com. Save it to your browse, to your favorites, and check it out. There's all kind of pages she has in there you can go to and download and have it all saved to PDF. Very convenient way she has it all set up, and it's spelled out concisely there. But on my front page of my website, it's spelled out, public notice to law enforcement, sheriffs, elected officials, and bar association members. Please check it out, thewhiterose.simplesite.com.
Okay, this is a short segment. You got anything else?
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I have some information on there, too, about gold and silver coinage and why it's important. On the page of White Rose, I have my court case on the back page. You go to more, and you bring it down, you pull up back page, and you go and you can check out, what happened to me in court up to date. I didn't go to trial yet on the 29th of February because I missed a appearance date I didn't know about.
Well, I have a question for you.
Hang on. We got the music. We'll bring them around. Hold on.
I'll hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Yep, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Dr. Dave Krupa was just jumping in there to ask a question of the White Rose. And I'll hand it to you, Doc. Doc, what's going on?
Well, what I wanted to ask is, have you run into what we've seen? I've read Anna's book, and I have some friends that have not only read that, but they have studied like you intensively, and they have filed all the proper paperwork and done everything by the book. And they said that what they run into is that because they're not actually a bar attorney, they get completely ignored, even when they're absolutely correct. and they don't have the money to fight.
Well,
White Rose.
What I did was at the arraignment, I immediately went on the attack, and I used what's at the bottom of Judge Dale's book, The Great American Adventure. He's what he says to do if you do get to court. And I attacked him immediately. I came into the bar under special limited appearance, held up the birth certificate, and said, I'm here on behalf of the defendant, who was right here, and held up the birth certificate. And, you can read the whole thing on the back page of my website, the whole story about what happened in court and how the judge reacted to what I said and what I did afterwards, and how it continued on and on and on, and wound up in a, me having to select a jury trial after the judge, put me into, their admiralty jurisdiction against my will by making a plea for me, and I refused to accept the plea, and I told them, well, basically I'm under there under arrest, I'm going to go to jury trial under the arrest, and basically read what it says on my webpage, the back page, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And,
well, thanks for calling in. We're gonna jump on. We got another couple callers on the.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call. TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. Thank you. Bye.
Best of luck, man. Well, I hope you're right on the money. Hey, let's go to Chris. Chris out of Vegas. How you doing, my friend?
Why, good morning, Doc and Steve.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Yes.
Very well. A couple of observations about your commentary to this point. I guess I'll start at first and work forward normally.
Okay.
First and foremost, you mentioned your case down there with the police stop and the videoing and the two young ladies. That case has already been decided in the Texas courts, and I think the Supreme Court, because there's a case called City of Houston, Texas versus Hill, where there was a gay guy across the street, and Mr. Hill took exception with the abusive treatment the police were doling out to him and said some words, maybe told them they were number one with a gesture, and they, of course, seized upon Mr. Hill and administered their version of field justice, abusing their discretion and violating their oaths of office and acting outside scope, spirit, and color of law, and became guilty and criminals themselves.
Can I steer you a direction for me real quick? And
sure.
Let's just keep it focused. How do you get free? How can personal freedom be achieved? How would a man get there? Right? Do you need to be, you know, White Rose was talking about you have to go and you have to make a special limited appearance and you have to get into the courts and then go through the courts. Is that the way? What do you think? Have you been following this stuff?
Well, I think you want to be proactive rather than reactive, and being prepared is a much more sound concept, and that entails correcting your political status per Emmerich de Vitale's Law of Nations and the right to self-determination, which is exactly what Anna and White Rose and others are advocating, is by correcting our status that relates to whether we're below, above, or without certain styles of law, it removes us from their phony jurisdictional contemplations under the 14th Amendment subject slaves serve.
Okay, stop you right there.
Okay.
How do you correct that status? What's the process?
Well, you basically notify the Secretary of State of the United States and the Secretary of State of your state, sending them proper paperwork documentation. It does include your authenticated birth certificate and a affidavit of status to correct your status, to state what you are, to let them know what you're not in particular. There's an individual named Roger Sales that has a website and a radio show on another program, but his website from sovereigntosurf.com. He has a e-book or a book that you can order that will inform you about it and you can find Google him on whatever your search engine is, and you can find out where to find him at. It's not radically different from other, let's call them systems, if you will, to escape, like American Nationals and other forms of expatriation, or maybe let's call it repatriation of the original republic standing.
Well, I mean, what you're talking about there is a different avenue than, let's say, the White Rose is going down. And it's not too far from a lot of other processes, because I like to pick things apart and see what people are saying. You know, going to the Secretary of State to validate and change, that's a vector. I've heard very few different macerations of that. You know, and the right of self-determination, you know, that's what the Republic of Texas is looking for in international court, to change the status of Texas from, you know, subservient to the United States, and to reestablish the right of self-determination. But the concept of this nation getting self-determination and the individual changing it, right, there's no form that you can go over to, let's say, a county court, or, you know, even your state court or whatever, and fill out and just check a box and say, well, can you update me in your system? And you can't do that. And everybody has a little bit different direction on how to go. And I've seen a lot of these people get a lot of people into trouble. And that's kind of where I kind of go, hold on, you know, what is the route? Can you show me a free man?
Well, the system is very, let's call it, disfavorable to those who try to extract themselves from the control mechanisms that have been set into place by these Barcons, or the British agents, the attorneys. In fact, you talked about the word term sovereign, and it's important that we grasp the true meaning and intent of that word as it was constructed and utilized by the founders at their time of the century, in the spirit of the times it was written. And that word, the etymology is so, means self, and reign means to rule, regulate, or control. Basically, to accept personal responsibility for our own actions. The American people were supposed to be sovereigns without slaves or serfs. So therefore, we're supposed to self-regulate our own individual actions and oversee our family responsibilities. And that's what our concept of sovereignty in this country was. We replaced the king effectually as the people who form the government to oversee our regulation and control and to keep a peaceful and harmonious society.
Okay. Now, I see one big problem with that. The word sovereign, you know, that frame has been taken over, right? It's been co-opted and coerced, and, you know, you go into the courts, the judges, the bailiff, they're not going to go back and redefine in their head that war on the term has already,
I agree.
Well, they're winning right now. So to sound, you need a media blitz, but then that's not going to happen. So, but, well, the right to self-determination, can people argue with that? A self-determined man?
Well, according to Bertel and the Law of Nations, you cannot. There is a danger, I feel, that must be considered for those who are contemplating going to international locations, groups who have self-proclaimed themselves the authorities to decide these matters, like the World Court, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, or the International Criminal Court System, because those who have, they really have no more proof of their authority than any others that would self-deem themselves to be a judge. You know, there are those who suggest that Judge Anna, she's a very knowledgeable and she's right on point with much law to support her positions, but where she gets her authority to claim to be a judge, I can't validate myself any more than I can make myself a judge and prove to people that I have the authority to control and regulate them. So if we cede authority to someone, then we're giving them the presumption that they can rule over us. If we don't challenge their meanings, or in fact your stipulation that the word term has been perverted and hijacked by these word linguist terrorists who would redefine the revisionist historians of the ADA, the ADL, and the Southern Poverty Liar Center, and specifically Mo Deeds and Mark Potok and their associates at that domestic terrorism organization of legal terrorism down there in Texas, are a very dangerous group. And whenever they can define our terms for us, if we don't hold them to accountability and demand that the person that's using that term to profile or label us define what their definition is and then correct their definition to what our definition is, then we stand to fall under what they have labeled us as and become victimized by their word art terrorism.
Right. Okay. Okay. I understand that's part of the arm that's going against personal independence or the right to self-determination. I don't know. Hey, I got another caller on the line, Chris.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Some other point.
Let me chime in. Bye-bye.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Take care. Okay. Any thoughts on that, Doc, before we bring on the next caller? Well, I guess he's not there.
No, I said I agree with you and Chris. It's very frustrating because even if you think you're right, you don't have the money or the ability to fight this. And like that with the White Rose, he said that against his will, they put him in a jury trial, and I see this way too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard a path today or yesterday that was not so convoluted, which wasn't so nebulous, and I'm very curious. And I will be watching, and I will be commenting, and we will go into this a little bit more, I think, just because it's on my radar. And, well, a free and independent Texas, that's great. A free man? Huh. Is that possible without hurting people? Do we have to go through and face a gun and men with guns and robes and, you know, assumed authority? Or is there a way to get out that's peaceful? Oh, no. Let's bring him on. Hey, Sovereign Man, are you there?
Greetings and salutations.
Good morning.
Greetings.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to direct the listeners' attention to the Republic of Texas Chatango chat room. We've placed some links in there. One link is Anna von Reich's book, the PDF, You Know Something's Wrong, When, and there is a very small video. It's called The Philosophy of Liberty. And it pretty much maps out, you know, the right of self-determination. You know, you can either participate in the revenue extraction scheme that's been placed before us, or you can try to avoid it as much as you can. And I think the only place we can actually be sovereign is within ourselves, and try to avoid their the powers that should not be. Because I'm speaking truth to power, not the powers that are, but the powers that should not be. Seems like a lot of people are waking up, and until I believe the people come to a consensus, or how do you say, a tipping point, We're gonna be banging our heads up against the wall because they're pretty much criminals.
Okay, let's go there. RepublicofTexasRadio.chattango.com. Sovereign Man has a couple links up there. One of them's to a little video. Was it called A Short Philosophy of Liberty or a Philosophy of Liberty? I can't remember the term.
Yeah,
I've
it's
seen
the,
that.
The philosophy of liberty, and you could just do a search in your browser for it; it'll come up.
Okay. Now, I see that as a teaching tool of natural law, right? You know, and a philosophy for being a human and not hurting people, not being nefarious, and But we've got a system, a construct, sovereign man, and it's coming down on top of us. And it seems to be, well, it coalesces in a group of individuals or a group of groups that are controlled by individuals, claiming they are the determiners of who's free and who's not and who's slaves of who, right? And so as we get this through our heads that we shouldn't hurt people, you know, the who has the right to, let's say, create a government, right? We had Jerry Lahr on previously, and Jerry Lahr was talking a lot about that. And he said, okay, so I create a republic, right? Me and my five friends, we go out and we create a nice little republic, and then, well, there's 10 billion of us, and then we tell them, hey, you know, we made a republic, and you guys are all slaves of this republic. So that's not right, because five people can't actually, you know, rope in 10,000 people. But they've done that. They, you know, the founding fathers of the United States of America, they went ahead and created a constitutional republic.
Down in District of Columbia.
Yeah, so they created this construct, and everybody went along with it. And they said, we're the Republic of the United States, and we're subservient to the laws, and that has gone forward. You know, henceforward, you know, with, as we look at Texas, you know, the Spanish took over the land just by brute force, right? You know, king, take over, boom, bam, there it goes. Spanish got their freedom. They created a republic. They couldn't hold on to it. Turned into an empire. Big fight. Texas created a republic. Everybody, you know, we're creating these republics. And, like, the Republic of Texas was acknowledged by the international community. Now, as individuals, I'm still looking for the path, right? You know, and we, well, hold on. Oh, please, hold over to the other side, sovereign man. Let's finish this.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay. Well, looks like we're coming to the end of the show, and I'm just getting started. That's because the federal government, the United States federal government, has screwed with our heads by screwing with the time. Bodies are going to have to reshift and reaccumulate. But meanwhile, I've got Sovereign Man on the line. He's on the line, and Dr. David Krupa is sitting here. We're talking about, the right to self-determination. Anna Rice's book, I forget how to say her middle name. Whatever. And, Simple Philosophy of Life, Von Reich, right? Go ahead.
It's Anna Von Reich. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Those are teaching tools, is my point. They teach the philosophy of liberty. They show you what's going on and some of the ways that it got there. It gets a person to the understanding, just like Ronald McDonald's book, that the world isn't like, you see it, right? Because all these things, they all come together. But I'm looking for a way out, a non-hostile way out, if you could get out. How do we get self-determination? I'm sure you've thought about that. You heard White Rose in his direction. You heard a little bit of Chris out of Las Vegas and, his direction. What do you think the direction is? Is it similar? Dissimilar? Is there a direction?
Yeah. Well, actually, in my case, I claim to be under the jurisdiction of the Creator. And I call him Yahweh.
Okay. And how does that work out when you bump into the prickly ones with guns? Decide that they have authority on you.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to really get into the whole discussion with them because that's not their duty. Their duty is to extract revenue, and if you're an easy fish. Then they'll pull you into the boat. But if you know how to articulate, if you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've been involved in a crime, then charge me. I'll be more than happy to parlay in the court system. But more than likely that they won't. They're out there looking for revenue and they want easy fish. They don't want anybody that's going to come back and go after them in recourse. So it's right. About education, number one.
Sure. I do see that, too, and I see that as a major step, knowing what words mean what and so forth. But here's one of those ones, and we're almost out of time. The right to travel. Let's say I want to execute my right to travel. I go ahead and I get rid of my plates. I make my own plates, and I get rid of my driver's license and all of this stuff, and I drive. Then I get pulled over. Then I go through the courts in my county. I fight them, and I use the right words, and I do everything right, and they just go, okay, you're fine. Then they don't even bother me, right? Now they don't bother me. Then I drive to the next county. Rinse and repeat. Here we go. New game. You got to spend the time going through their system. Is there a better way? Because I'm being told there is a better way. Or do we just have to continually fight?
Yeah, well, you can go to YouTube. There's some YouTubes up there. I think it's Freedom from Government is the channel. And there are some gentlemen that have accomplished the right to travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the music. Well, sorry I didn't have you on for longer, Sovereign Man. Doc, thanks for taking over the show in the beginning as I failed to understand the federal government's effect on time. You guys take care, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll join you next week at, the newly established time frame. The normal time, allegedly.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
life is us, my friends.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.